Hey yo, what is going on everyone? My name is Declan, and today, back on to the Declan Show. It's been a while, huh? The last one that I just did was called March 26th, 2018, and I was wondering, has it really been that long since I posted a podcast? And I guess it was. So, I'm going to be talking about just things. I'm mainly games these days. The big one, the big daddy, the one that every gaming community and gamer looks up to, Fortnite. Now, I don't play Fortnite that often. Okay, I literally just played a match, but I don't play it, like, at all. Like, I don't play it, period. I barely play it at all. I want to say this is my fifth. No, I want to say maybe my 11th game ever playing Fortnite. I don't know. At first, I liked it, but now I don't. So, yeah. Let me back it up. So, basically, Fortnite is, that's the real question. Fortnite is Battle Royale, 99v1. It's just basically 1v1v1v1v1v1v1 all the way until 100, of course. And you just battle. It's kind of like, think of it as like the Hunger Games, but with guns and space rocks and things that make you have shield. And okay, yeah, it's not the most realistic thing out there. Honestly, I like to compare it, like a lot of people do, to PUBG. PUBG is one of those games that it was good. It was high up on the good game list. Now it's just downhill, you know? And it's not the best thing in the world. So, I mean, it's a good game. It's a good game. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like PUBG should sue Fortnite because of what they've done. But even though Fortnite makes new guns every single week, but they're only limited edition most of the time, it's just insane. By a certain point in like 2 years, the entire freaking map is just gonna be one gigantic big AR or skull, like golden skull or something like that. It's just gonna be insane. So anyways, what I wanted to talk about was the video games, and basically, like, I don't know, PUBG, it's one of those games, you know? Now, PUBG couldn't release their guns every single week like Fortnite does. It's because they stuck to realistic topics. Fortnite, not so much. They're much more cartoony and much more easygoing. PUBG, more realistic. I feel like people see that. And people are like, oh, you're talking just gonna compare realism because it's not realistic. Oh, shut up, you. Basically, what I'm trying to say here is that you can never get what you want. Holy crap. I'm watching my replay right now, and there were two people inside a shed. That's freaking hilarious. Anyways, so I was kinda, so I'm kinda freaking out over here. Hold on. There's like a lot. What the heck? Whatever. Anyways. So, Fortnite is fun. I like it. It's okay. I don't know. But there's another game I want to talk about. Super Mega Baseball 2. Now, I've had extra innings for a long time now. Like, a very long time. And in that one, I don't know. It wasn't there. I mean, it's so easy to get home runs in that one. The Mega Super Mega Baseball 2, That one's more to scale. Like, the ball, it takes over a billion baseballs to cover one baseball field or something like that. I don't know. One baseball diamond. I don't know. That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. Now, the thing is, it's much more fun than the last one because I could just knock out people like this. I never lost. I've lost a couple times in this one, but that's what baseball is about. Losing, winning, everything. Baseball is just that. Anyways, like, I don't know. It's just not as extra innings in the original Super Mega Baseball. They didn't have it. They didn't have it, I guess. I don't know. They won't. They're the same. I get that. They all exactly the same. They're made by the exact same creator as Metalhead. But, you know, it wasn't Metalhead. Like, I don't know. I just didn't get Super Mega Baseball extra innings and won. Like, I don't know. It wasn't the game, you know? And they were awesome. It was an amazing game. They were both amazing games, but They weren't video gamey at all. Period. They were not. They're not like today's game, and I feel like that's what sets them apart. And there's all these other YouTubers doing Super Mega Baseball 2 and extra innings and crap, and not doing Fortnite. And I get that. I love that because I honestly freaking hate Fortnite. It's boring and there's no point to it. There's no plot at all. I think Game Theory tried to establish it, but wasn't correct, to say the least. He just wasn't. He didn't nail. I don't know, man. It wasn't the right thing, I guess. Okay, good. Now, if anything, it's a good game. Now, it's Super Mega Baseball 1 in extra innings. I guess that wouldn't be Super Mega Baseball 2. Wait a minute. They're not on my top 10. Super Mega Baseball Extra Innings was on my top 10, but now that Super Mega Baseball 2 is around with me, it just blew me out of the water. Yeah, I love it so much more. It's so much more fun, and yeah, this might be my longest podcast. Anyways, it was just much more entertaining than. Oh, wow, I've hit a total of 500 hits in one season. I just got an achievement for that. I'm actually playing Super Mega Baseball 2 right now. Cool. Anyways. Okay. Anyways, that is probably all I'm going to have for you guys today. And I will see you in the next podcast. Don't know when that's going to be, but see you in the next podcast. Bye.